Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Radio that changes lives. Tune in to your daily companion on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
And a very good afternoon to you if you've just tuned in, still sitting with myself, Luko Mgwedi Phuthi. And I absolutely, absolutely love to do this every moment and every second I get. And so this afternoon, it is, like I said to you, a busy one. And in case you've never heard of it or you don't know of it, we're associating, or rather, we are joining hands with the Christian Healthcare Alliance this coming Sunday for Healthcare Sunday. And to talk about that with me right now on the line is Dr. Sipho Senabe. Dr. Sipho, good afternoon and welcome in.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Lovely to have you with us this afternoon, Dr. Sipho. Now tell me, Healthcare Sunday, it's not new to the family, but what is it all about? Why Healthcare Sunday, and why particularly on a Sunday?
So Healthcare Sunday is gratitude to God, mm-hmm. gratitude to health workers, for health workers. We thank God that there are people who are health workers.
Mm.
We appreciate them. We love on them. We encourage them. So that they can be able to work, especially in the public sector, which is under difficult situations, but also those in the private sector. Anybody who is entrusted with the responsibility to take care of other people.
Wow. It's a beautiful one.
It is also where we affirm that the work of actual, as Christians, the work of healing the sick, that ministry is to the congregation.
Yeah.
So we are asking then various congregations to acknowledge that, to support health workers who are professionally trained and working in nurses, doctors, and those type of people, to be prayed for, anointed, acknowledged, etc.
That's beautiful, I must say. I don't know how many times we get to appreciate healthcare workers, Dr. Sipho. I was talking to my sister-in-law, who's an oncology nurse, and she says to me, you know, the complaints sometimes we get, and you're like, hey, bo. Apparently, one patient at some point said, no, the sister didn't smile. She says, the sister couldn't even remember that. And she says, you know, sometimes you guys don't even remember that we go through stuff as well. And so such initiatives are so beautiful. But Dr. Sipho, how did this day even come by? Why was it so important to really just, you know, celebrate, great honor, and pray for these healthcare professionals?
So historically, this day is celebrated mainly in South Africa, in the UK, and increasingly in other countries, because it used to be called St. Luke's Day.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, Luke, the doctor, the physician who wrote the book of Luke,
mm-hmm.
one of the four Gospels, and also who wrote the book of Acts.
Okay.
And so it is just to elevate the fact that God is able and is calling health workers who are Christians, to do the work of establishing his kingdom and of healing the sick.
Wow.
So that is the sort of background. But here we are wishing that the churches should then pray for the health workers, encourage them. Some of them are still training. They are medical students, some nursing students who are in your congregation. Some have completed and are specialists at various levels of work in the healthcare sector, and just want to appreciate them, because the business of healing is the responsibility of the church. It is the responsibility of health workers, and we learn this from the ministry of Jesus Christ himself.
Wow. Now, tell me, Dr. Sipho, who do you then consider as healthcare professionals? Is this in general everybody within the healthcare admin and whatnot, or are we focusing on doctors and nurses? Who is this day for exactly?
So it will be all people who are in health. It will be your, what we call the healthcare workers, you know, your professionally trained doctor, nurse, physiotherapist, pathologist, and those type of people. But it will also include your cleaner, your porter, the person who is a clerk at the hospital. All of those are health workers.
Okay, makes sense.
So we want to appreciate all health workers, so that they are able to be encouraged, anointed, increase their intrinsic motivation. We, you know, we make sure that they have a deep sense of gratitude expressed to them. And studies have shown that if there is gratitude, we get gratitude. So if people are honored and are, you know, appreciated, that that will flow through into the patients that they take care of.
Wow.
If my pastor prays for me to take care of patients, I will, when I get to that stage, I will actually do so with the full acknowledgement that me, my fellow Christian believers, and God himself want me to be able to do this work.
Now, tell me, Dr. Sipho, how important is it for us as humans or humanity to continue appreciating these people that help to keep us in shape? Because, look, we don't do it often. Like I say, it's a culture, we complain. You know, we complain all the time. They haven't done that, they've done that, and. But yet these people get up every day and take care of us. Fortunately, you're in the field. What does it really mean for healthcare workers or for us to appreciate them all the time?
So well, from the Bible, you know, there is a spiritual principle of honor. Honor begets honor. You know, Jesus Christ did more miracles where he was honored. So we believe that when we pray for health workers and we encourage them, they will be encouraged to do the work.
True.
Also, we learn, you know, from business and management sciences, a concept of employee value proposition. If I am working for Steve Biko Academic Hospital, if Steve Biko Academic Hospital work experience is such that my personal goal and ambitions and so on are aligned with that of the hospital that I work for, I am, my intrinsic motivation will be increased. I will be a more committed health worker. I will be able to do the work that I'm supposed to. So gratitude is very important to be expressed from time to time. We are doing it through Healthcare Sunday. In other workspaces, they will have the best doctor of the month. There is the best doctor or nurse of the day, the best doctor. Those things are very important to keep the health workers motivated.
Yeah.
So that is what we want to committed, not only for this Sunday, but even for as many as we can.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Dr. Sipho, just remind us again, when exactly is Healthcare Sunday and where is it going to be? Do you still have room for people to come through? And if so, how do we become part of the day?
So we have a specific pamphlet, and we can, through Radio Pulpit and other platforms, share it with as many congregations as possible. So the issue is that there will be plus minus, we think, 20,000 plus congregations that we will reach through various networks of churches, either those that are in SACOF or in Evangelical Alliance, SACC, and various church groupings, so that they are there in their churches, so you don't need to go to a special event necessarily. That there, where you are, there is a porter, there is a nurse, a doctor. Just acknowledge them and tell them you appreciate their work, and we pray for God to bless them and to anoint them. Then there are other 10 events. These will be in 9 provinces, and they will be addressed in specific locations. In this pamphlet, we have mainly in the city-based churches, congregations where people can join in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we hope to also have a national event, which will be held in Ekurhuleni Campus in Benoni, where we will be, you know, having all the stakeholders from government, the churches that we work with, and the professional associations, which are members of the Christian Health Alliance, to just have a national event. So we will do this every year, through yourselves, we can be able to share with whoever wants to participate, but we can share that pamphlet to say, simply stay where you are in your congregation, just appreciate a local nurse, doctor, or health worker in that congregation.
Wow. But if anybody else still wants to come through, is there space? Or, because I do get that also, you know, churches must try and really just appreciate the healthcare workers in their congregations. But if somebody is open to coming through, is that, permissible? And if so, how does one become part of it? Do they need to register or just show up on the day?
So, there will also be obviously the physical limitations of the capacity of those venues. But for those people who may not be able to be accommodated physically in those 10 major services, it will be there will be a link where they can be able to virtually listen in. Technology will enable us for sort of that overflow of those people who may not have the opportunity to go to those facilities.
That makes a lot of sense. For more information, Dr. Sipho, do you have a website or any number or somebody that we can contact?
There is in the pamphlet that we have sent to you, and we really wish you to help us. There is a whole list of all the Christian Health Alliance affiliates and their contact details.
All right.
If you don't mind, I would then would just ask that we should share it with yourselves.
All right.
And then that Radio Prophet can be a platform where that is distributed. There is a also details of the office that we use, and also the various email addresses of the various people in healthcare, Christian Fellowship, Christian Medical Fellowship, the Exceptionalness, the Evangelical Alliance, and Health Commission. So each of those would have their own specific
contacts
and contacts.
Okay.
But we are one Christian Health Alliance.
Mm.
And we want to thank you as a radio pulpit to give us this platform to communicate the ministry we are involved in.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. Sipho, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. And thank you for such an insightful conversation. We'll see each other on Sunday then. God bless.
Thank you, thank you.
And that was Dr. Sipho Senabe, who is the chairman at the Christian Healthcare Alliance. And those details, by the way, of people you can contact, Dr. Sipho Senabe from the Christian Healthcare Alliance, it will be, you can send an email to sipho.senabe@gmail.com. Otherwise, contact 079-514-9777. That's 777. Healthcare Christian Fellowship, Ms. Thembi Mgomezulu. Will also be available on Thembi at hcfglobal.org. Let me just give the email addresses. That should be easier. Teaser Health Commission, where you can speak to convener Prof. Resenga Chauke, and the email address there, or Mrs. Nombuso Ramakgope. You can call them on 083-749-2013. Alternatively, the Exceptional Nurse Campaign, Sister Teresa Besson. You can email them on Terry, T-E-R-E, at theexceptionalnurse.co.za. Christian Medical Fellowship, email Dr. Mfanelo Sobekwa on office@cmf.org. Here's another one, Community Health Evangelism. The email address to contact there is kevin@360.org.za. Matters of the Soul Christian Psychology, if you need to reach them, Eric Schumann is available on eric@mattersofthesoul.org. And lastly, Hosp Vision, CEO Dr. Anna Marie Oberholzer is available or reachable on Anna Marie at Hosp Vision, that's hospvision.org.za.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.